Amen.
But he brought them to this new day. This is
Amen.
another day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
Give God some glory in your house today.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Magnificent.
Yes.
He's the mighty God. Loving and kind, patient. Love and do it to all generations. We praise God for a loving, kind, and merciful God. We hold no grudges. Bless all of the same. Bless you. And thank God for this opportunity to just in the midst of you in on Zoom land and talk about the goodness of the Lord.
It's good.
For God is good. Amen.
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 Wonderful. He's a mighty God. He's a merciful God.
Yes, he is.
Loving kind God. We want to call your attention to the book of 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy. First chapter in the seventh verse.
Amen. Second them to
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Second Timothy, first chapter, verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has not given us the spirit of fear. He gave us the spirit of power, the spirit of love, spirit of sound mind. God. And so and things we ought not be dealing with. So we ask you to say to the rest of that in Zone land, it ain't yours. You got me, it
Ain't
ain't
you?
yours.
Ain't yours?
Ain't. Give it back.
Give it
Come on.
back.
It ain't yours. Give it
It
back.
ain't yours. Give it back. Yours,
It
give it
ain't
back.
yours, so give it back. We have gone around picking up this and picking up that and accumulating things that we find everywhere and storing it up. The same way we do those things, we have picked up different spirits and store them up in our being. We get things that God didn't give us, and we packed it back. But those things are weights. It's holding us bound down and keeping us from prospering in the Lord, keeping us in a bad mood. Those things that we have picked up that God didn't give us are burdens, and we don't realize it. So we got to keep that in mind. And know that the God didn't give it to you. Since God didn't give it to you, you don't have to have it.
Amen. Amen.
Everything that God gave you is He giving it to you for eternity. It's yours to have.
Yes.
What He didn't give you, you don't have to have it.
Amen.
Okay, so it ain't none of yours. Give it back.
Amen.
I know when we were growing up, children, at least when I was growing up, the children get some things and know it ain't none of theirs, but they get it. And so, and the other child sees them with their thing, they will go crying over it, and the person still refuses to give it up. So the adult had to come in and said, it ain't yours.
It
Give it
ain't
back.
your move, give it back.
Okay, so. When we start aching and moaning and groaning and complaining about this thing and thinking about that thing. Let's think about the word. It ain't none of yours. Give it back. So if God didn't give it to you, then it came from the devil.
All right, now.
That's why you need to give it back.
Amen.
Yeah. All good and spiritual gifts was given by God.
Amen.
And he give it to you. The word said he didn't give us the spirit of fear. But 99 to 10% of us have that spirit of fear. About 100% of us. We are afraid of something. Main thing most of us are afraid of is dying. Right? But we have the spirit that I'm going to fail at doing this. I'm going to fail at doing that. I can't do this and I can't do that. I'm not able to do thus and thus and thus. We are afraid we're going to miss out. Okay, the blessings of the Lord. So what's yours is yours. And nobody can have it but you, not unless the Lord removes it and give it to someone else. And the only way he will remove it because you don't use it. Okay. Whatever God give you, then that what you should hold to. And work on that. God give you a light job to do. He said, my yoke is easy, my burdens are light.
Yes.
Right. So he said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You'll find that I'm low, weak, and lowly in heart. And you'll find rest for your soul. God wants you to be happy. And he invites us to give him our load. And we take on his load. And so whatever it is that you are upset about, it ain't yours. Give it to God.
Yes. All right now.
He tell you to cast all your cares upon him.
Amen.
For he cared for us. Okay. And so whatever you worry about, it ain't yours. Give it to God. It's yours. He wants you to have him to have it because he has already paid for it.
Yes.
He's already paid the price and made everything all right. And now you find to carry something that's already paid for, something that's already paid for. Okay. So to stop holding on to this and that and whatever else it is you're dealing with, and let the Lord work it out.
Amen.
What he would do would be good. Okay. Don't worry about this and don't worry about that. Everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
The word says, whatever it is, it's turning it into a blessing for us.
Amen.
What the scriptures tell us. And we know all things working together toward the good of them that love God.
Amen.
Amen.
So that are called according to his purpose. And so if you love God, then you call according to his purpose, not yours. And he is a blessing. Whatever it is a blessing.
Amen.
So the other thing that you have, that fear, is not yours. God didn't give you that.
Amen.
Okay? Fear is not yours. He didn't give it to you. You don't have to have it. So
Amen.
give it back.
Give it back.
Take it and dump it all at the devil's door.
Amen.
And tell me, I don't want all your junk you try to fill my mind and heart up with.
Mm-hmm.
I know that what God has given me is good.
Mm-hmm.
And the word tells us in Psalm 37 says, fret not thyself because of evildoers.
All right, now.
Don't you worry about evildoers.
Amen.
That's not your job. Give it back.
All right.
Amen. Tell the devil he ain't got time to worry about somebody else's problem.
Uh-huh.
Or that problem that God has invited them to give to him and he will fix it for them and they refuse to give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when they learn to turn it over, that's when it'll get solved.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
All right. But we got to let it go.
Let it go.
It ain't none of yours, so give it back to the devil.
Amen.
Worration and fear comes from the devil.
Amen.
Fear means that you are afraid that God can't do what God said he would do.
Amen.
But we know that God can do all things.
Amen.
With him, everything is possible.
Amen.
He's able to make something out of nothing. It's how he created the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke it into existence.
Yes.
Okay. There was nothing. Everything was void.
Mm-hmm.
But when God opened his mouth and spoke it,
mm-hmm.
it became the spoken word and things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So don't you worry about evildoers.
Amen.
And don't you be envious against the workers of iniquity. Hey, that's not your job. Give it back.
Give it back. Amen.
Yes, right. Your job is to rejoice and be a single lad.
Yes.
That's my job.
Right.
My job is to give God the praise.
Amen.
For all he continues to do and will yes. do.
All right, now.
For they Amen. Shall soon be cut down as like the grass.
Amen.
So if you leave it alone, they're going to get their faith. And it's going to run away.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you keep messing with it, you're giving it fertilizer to keep on growing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
And so it will soon be cut down and wither as the grass. He has to. Now, here's a job for you. Trust in the Lord.
Trust. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land. And verily thou shalt be fed. Trust in the Lord. That's our job. Can you trust in God?
Amen.
First in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do good?
Amen.
And do yeah. good.
Yeah.
So shall thou dwell in the land. And verily thou shalt be fed. So if you trust in the Lord and be good, God will let you live here. And you won't be hungry. You're going to be fed.
Yes.
Delight thyself also in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Another job for us.
Mm-hmm.
Delight yourself in the Lord, not burden yourself down
mm-hmm.
with this problem and that problem.
All right, now.
But find use of delight, something to laugh about, something to lift you up
mm-hmm.
in the Lord.
In the Lord.
And he shall give thee the designs of thy heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what we need to do. Delight ourselves in God, and he will give us the desires of our heart.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. Commit that way into the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Commit your way into the Lord. Trust mm-hmm. in him. And he shall bring it to pass. Give your ways up. Cast them to the Lord. And then he will bring these other things to pass that you're trying to get. Then seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto yours. Hallelujah. Commit your ways unto him.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall bring it to pass.
Amen.
Give him those problems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And everything else is going to work out. Somehow, some way.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to work out.
Yes, it will.
All right. That's Amen. The word of God. It will happen. So I will trust in him.
Yes.
I won't lean into my own understanding.
Amen.
Acknowledge him and he will direct me back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He shall bring forth the righteousness as the night.
Amen.
And thy judgment as the noonday.
Mm-hmm.
He shall bring forth his righteousness as the light. And that judgment at the noonday. God will handle
yes.
this. If you just do what you're supposed to do. It ain't yours, so give it back.
Okay.
Why are you worrying about somebody else's item, object, or whatever it is? Why are you worrying about it? You can't do nothing about it.
Praise the Lord.
You can't even do anything by your own
right.
Life, somebody else.
Amen.
Give it to the Amen. Lord. Give them the advice of the word of God.
Yes.
Mm.
Rest in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get there all frustrated and can't sleep. Rest in the Lord. Get in the Lord's arms.
Amen.
Let him hold
yes.
you and rock you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And wait patiently for him.
Yes.
You can't hurry God. So you might as well just wait. And be patient.
Be patient, yeah.
All right. Don't doubt it. He will work it out.
Amen.
Let not thyself because of him who prospers in his own way.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
God will take care
yes,
of it.
Yes, he will.
They miss out on what is uh-huh. coming to them because of the man who bring it, wicked devices to pass. Don't worry about them. God will fix it by and by. If you don't get on this side, they get mm-hmm. on the other side. Cease from anger and forsake wrath.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being angry and stop trying to get revenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Most of us are always doing things to get something back at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We ain't satisfied if we see something going on in their life that's not good. But don't worry about it. Stop seeking that. God didn't give you that kind of spirit.
Amen.
He gave you the spirit of love.
Yes.
Love your yeah. enemy. Pray for them that's despitefully mm-hmm. use you.
Love them.
Don't hate them. For evil doers soon be cut out, and those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his ways, and it shall not be.
Amen.
So God said, I got it.
Yes.
I know when, I know how, I know where.
Amen.
But the meek shall inherit the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And shall, and and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plot against the just, and that's their thief in them. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he said that his day is coming. Y'all, God already knows what tomorrow's gonna bring.
Yes.
We don't know.
Amen.
Okay, we can only deal with the present. Can't do a thing about yesterday.
All right now.
Can't do a thing about tomorrow.
All right now.
We can only do what's there today. The wicked have been, have gone out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay them, such as the upright conversation. Wicked plants plots against you.
Yes.
Okay, they try to destroy you, but God got it.
Amen.
God got it.
Okay, they can't do a thing to you unless God says so. And if God says so, it's God's will that it should happen.
Yeah.
And if God wills that it should happen, then it's for my good.
All right.
Whatever it is, it's for my good.
Are you good? Yeah.
And since it's for my good, I can rejoice in it. I don't have to worry about what the evil doer is doing, because what they're doing is blessing me and don't know it. Okay. Their sword shall enter into their own heart. So you're going to try to stick in my heart, but it's going to go into your heart.
Yes.
Yes.
And their bows shall be broken. A lure that a righteous man had is better than the riches of many wicked. Okay. So you got whatever it is, be rich in it. Be joyful for what it is. For it is better than what the riches of the wicked. And all they got done is got it laid back. They ain't using it. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken. For the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knows the day of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. The righteousness shall inherit, and it will be forever. Okay. They shall not be ashamed of the evil time. In a day of famine, they shall be satisfied. So, remember, it ain't yours.
It ain't mine.
So give it back.
Don't worry about it. Give it back. And when it's your time to get whatever it is, God will give it to you.
Amen.
And if you don't get it because God said you don't need it.
All right, now.
Okay, it won't work out for your good. There's a way that seemed it right.
Yes.
Unto us. But the way, the end thereof is the way of discretion. Know what the Lord has given you and deal with that. Everything will work out. Yes. All right.
Amen.
The wicked shall borrow it and pay it not again. But the righteous show it mercy and give it. For such as he be blessed of him shall inherit the earth. And they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delighted in his way. Steps of a good man.
Good man.
Are ordered by the Lord. And he'll find his delight in his way. Though he fell, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. So He didn't say you wouldn't fall. But when you do fall, God will lift you up.
Yes, he will.
He held you up with his hand. And that's the strongest hand in the existence, the hand of God. And God, songwise, they held the whole world
in his hand. Yes.
I've seen young, I've been young. David said, now I'm old. And yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, not a seed begging bread.
All right now.
He is ever merciful and leadeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil. And you know, yours, give them back his stuff. Depart from the evil. And do good all the time.
Amen.
Dwell and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off.
Yes, it will be cut off.
The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous man speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. God plant your feet on the rock to stand. He took you out of that muck and mire clay and established your going. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him with his when he is judged. Wait on the Lord.
All right now.
And keep his way. And he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Wait for the Lord to do it.
Yes.
Vengeance is his. He said he will repay.
Amen.
Not you. It ain't yours. Give it back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. yet he passed it away. And lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man and uphold the righteous upright. For the end of that man is peace.
Name of Jesus.
So you watch that perfect man. You see that he will wind up in peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of righteousness is the Lord's. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help him and deliver him. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. So you just keep on trusting in him.
Trust him.
God will work it out.
Yes, he will.
God didn't give you the spirit of fear. Mm-hmm. Fear belongs to the devil.
Yes.
Because fear is doubt. That things are going to be like the way it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. God's working it out right now.
Right now.
All right. He didn't give you the spirit of fear, so give it back. It ain't yours. David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear?
Fear, yes.
The Lord is the strength of my life, but whom shall I be afraid?
Yes.
It is not yours.
Amen.
Don't be afraid. God's got it.
God got it.
He got you covered.
Mm-hmm.
It won't happen to you unless God says so. And if it happens to you, it's for your good.
For your good.
So receive the joy.
Mm-hmm.
God will work it out by and by.
Amen.
All right. So he gave, us that spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of power.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So we need to stop saying I'm weak, but say I'm strong.
Mm-hmm.
In the Lord, that is.
Yes.
You're weak as an individual, but you're strong and powerful in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually.
Yes.
And of love, and giving you spirit of love. So don't say, I can't love that person no more after what they've done. You can love them because love forgives everything. Love seeks no evil.
Mm-hmm.
Love is not envious.
Uh-huh.
It's easily provoked. It's not fucked up. Love.
Love
forgives in spite of everything we may have done. Love forgives.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And take us back over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And gave us a sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Let the devil take your mind.
Yes.
Tell him that I refuse to give up my mind.
Mm-hmm.
God gave me a sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to stay sound.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't picking it out, little by little, dishing it out to this one and dishing it out to that one. Mm-hmm. I'm keeping my mind. My mind is sound, it's solid mm-hmm. as a rock.
Yes.
My mind is made up. My heart is fixed.
Mm-hmm.
God will take mm-hmm. care of me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You
take me through this and that.
Yes. You
take me through the storms and the rain.
Mm-hmm.
You take me through
yes,
the problems that big and the problems that are small.
Mm-hmm.
God is my helper.
Yes.
My heart fills him and not things of the world. It, God didn't give it to us.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't none of yours.
Give
it back.
Give it back.
And don't worry about nothing else. Well, it tells, don't worry about anything. Mm-hmm. Okay. God didn't give you that spirit. Don't take it.
Okay.
He gave you the spirit of love, power, meaning I can do all things through Christ,
yes.
who strengthens me.
Yes.
He gave us this power, the spirit of love.
Mm-hmm.
Love, see no evil, thinking no evil, causes no evil. Love, rejoice not in the iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Love. And he gave us a sound mind. If the devil been taking your mind, go back and get it. And what you got of his, give it back to him. Okay.
Yes.
Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Not of his prisoner. But be that are partakers of the afflictions of the Lord. Unto the power of God. And I said unto him, be able to do abundantly more than what we can ask or even think. God did it. He will continue to do it over and over and over again.
Yes.
Did it give you that spirit of doubt? This fear is doubt. And words that I can do all things. So when we don't think we can, that's because that spirit, that's the spirit of fear. Therefore, I will not be afraid. God is my helper.
Yes, he is.
I will not be afraid. God is my hope.
Yes.
I will not be afraid. God is my deliverer.
Amen.
I will not be afraid. God is my way,
yes,
truth, and in life. I will not be afraid. God will open up the doors.
Yes.
Close my face. He will close doors that need to be opened. That don't need to be open for us. God will work it out.
Yes.
Day in and day out.
Amen.
Okay. Everything's happening for our good.
All right now.
So that spirit of doubt, he didn't give it to you. Give it back.
Give it back.
God is our everything.
Amen.
That's all that we need.
Yes.
Is in Jesus.
Amen.
Satisfied.
Yes, he is.
And everything else, give it back to the devil. And walk around with a smile on your face.
Amen.
Not a little hung down here, long hung down here. God bless. Have a smile on your face.
God bless you.
Amen.
Pastor. Good sermon.
Good word, Pastor.
That's him.
Good word, Pastor.
That's you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Very good message, Pastor. Thank you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. Thank God for Pastor Burnett and the word this morning. We thank God, amen, it is even lined up with the Sunday school lesson this morning. Amen. And being disappointed, but we're still supposed to let God handle it.
Amen.
Yes.
Because everything is, that happened to us is for our good.
Yes.
God is working it out.
Yes,
amen. If not, we just ask everyone to just stay encouraged. Amen. And we're going to close out this morning service. Father, we thank you again for another opportunity. Thank you, God, for your word. God, thank you for your blessings.
Yes, sir.
And God, I just ask that your word will abide with us. God, that we'll stay in your word.
Yes, Lord.
God, bless those names that will call out, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to keep your loving arms around us as we all go our different ways. Most of all, I pray that when you come back, that we all be ready to go back with you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, God. And God, continue to take care of us as we go through the week.
Yes.
God, take care of the fellowships with the families.
Yes.
Yes.
Continue to bless our pastor and his family.
Yes, Lord.
And continue to bless this church body.
Yes.
Yes.
We praise you, God, for everything.
Yes, Lord.
And we ask in Jesus' name, God. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with us all, hence now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we ask this, God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.